Talkback Jackson Sports on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM as we are live from the Lead Bunker Studio, Jackson's only indoor gun range. And we're brought to you by Knudsen's, your outdoor convenience store. Also brought to you by Kettlebell Hotspot. And we're brought to you by my buds, Bud Light and Michelob Ultra. And right now, we're going to head live to the Ray Snell Sports Line because no one knows Jackson better than Ray Snell. RaySnell.com from Exit Realty First. And we welcome to the Ray Snell Sports Line. We've got Steve Maddalena joining us, Jackson area golfer, and most recently won the County Open this past weekend. Steve, thank you so much for joining the show.
Well, thanks for inviting me.
Congratulations on a win this weekend. It's actually back-to-back wins for you at the Cascades course because you won the Senior Open last week.
Right, yeah. I've had a lot of success there over the years, and it's one of my favorite places to play.
Okay, yeah, and it's boy, you've got the hot clubs. I mean, is there I know people kind of go on streaks when you know they're performing at any level in a variety of sports, but it's been a pretty good run for you this year.
You know, I've been fortunate. I've had some good events. I started playing pretty well end of May, and I've been able to kind of keep it going through June and into July. So I've had some good tournaments, and I've been putting a little better, which always makes it easier. Mm-hmm. So I've been pretty grateful.
Mm. Well, and let's kind of bring all this in context, because you won the County Open, you won the Senior Open, but I mean, you've been doing this at the amateur level in Michigan for a long time. You've got three Michigan Amateur Championships under your belt. Tell us a little bit about that. When was the last one?
Years ago.
Okay.
It seems like I think 1995, so it's been a long, long time since I've had any sustained success in this state amateur. I played the one up in Lansing a couple of weeks ago, and I qualified for match play, but I got beat again in the first round. So it's difficult when I have to go down and play against kids in college, because they hit it about 50 yards further than I do, and they're physically a lot stronger. So it's usually an uphill battle for me in tournaments like that.
Physically stronger, but I mean, mentally, I mean, I'm sure you're taking a lot of them mentally and at least at the short game.
You know, I try to, I guess, what do they call it? You have a little more cunning or learning from experience helps, but you know, nowadays the young players are so polished, and they playing college golf really helps them, and they have more time to practice, right. So that also helps. So it's usually definitely an uphill battle.
Mm-hmm. So you're also ranked nationally at the amateur level, correct?
I was as high as 27th on the world senior amateur. That's
okay.
55 and over, but I've fallen back some. I think I'm 36 now or 37.
Okay.
So hopefully I'll be able to start improving on that.
Right.
You get ranking points for playing in tournaments that are usually have to be three rounds, and they usually have to be on a national type level.
Okay.
Where it's open to players, both national, international, and the USGA and the RNA kind of run those rankings, and then they give you points for depending on how well you play in those events.
So are you hitting those type events at least, a couple times a month then? Or, I mean, you got to be staying pretty active.
Yeah, you know, I'm playing in one that's starting tomorrow down in Indiana.
Okay.
Right by Cincinnati. And I probably play 15 of them a year maybe.
Okay.
Sometimes more, sometimes less, just depending on how the schedule works out. But you could play literally every week somewhere.
Right.
There's a tournament like that, just depending on how much money you want to spend and where you want to go.
So when you're approaching a tournament like this, how many times do you get to a tournament and it's like you've never hit that course before? Does that happen a lot?
Well, this tournament I'm playing in tomorrow is that way. I'm playing a practice round this afternoon, and I've never been here before. I've never played it. I've never seen it. I have no idea what it's like. So I go through a routine. You know, I get a feel for the greens, get a feel for the grass that's on the greens, and then just try to come up with a plan on how to play each hole as I play through my practice round. I'm not more really concerned about scoring as much as I am where I want to hit the ball to play those holes. And I just try to put a plan together to play the tournament. And each round you usually learn something, and hopefully you get a little better. Typically my experience has been that I usually get better as I go play the golf course. So by the third round it's a little easier, but there's a lot of learning curve on stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And certainly if you play the same tournament year after year, you get used to the course and you becomes much easier for sure.
When you're going out and doing the practice round, are you taking someone with you? Or are you just out there by yourself to kind of take it in and soak it in? Do you take notes? Is it more of like a mental kind of thing? How do you approach it?
I'm by myself with another couple players usually.
Okay.
They pair you up in groups, so you're not alone. But generally, I take notes. I draw pictures of the golf holes on the card and the greens and the slopes and stuff like that. Unless they offer a booklet, some courses will give you a book that you can buy that has all that on it, which is really helpful. But if you don't have that opportunity, you have to do it yourself, and it takes more time.
Yeah.
And every time you play, you add notes to it, and it gets a little bit more detailed.
Any courses or tournaments that you travel to that you really look forward to heading back there year after year?
I really enjoy playing the Jones Cup down at Sea Island. It's in Georgia. That's usually the last few days of February, 1st of March. That's where they play the RBC here. The RBC Classic is played there, and it's like, I think it's the last tour event of the year.
Okay,
but that's a fun place to play. It's a beautiful area. Sea Island's really cool, and it's one of my favorite places to play.
Okay, well, let's talk about Jackson here a little bit before. We're going to get to the Senior Open, but let's talk about this past weekend. You shot well round one, but you shot even better round two. You're tied with a handful of others for third place after round one. Tell us about that round and how you felt at the end of the day.
At the end of the first round,
At the end of the first round.
I played pretty well. I had a couple bad holes, but all in all, I was pretty pleased with my play. I was 5 under after 7, and I gave a couple back, which was disappointing. But I had a lot of opportunities, and I figured if I could just keep hitting the ball like I was, that I'd get some, make some birdies the next day, which I did. So
yeah.
I just, the most important thing for me is not to shoot a bad score the first round where you don't have a chance to win. So I'm always trying to put myself in a position where I can win the next day.
Yeah.
That's how I look at it. So if I do that, I'm happy.
So at the end of round one, you were tied, like I said, with a handful of others. Colin O'Connell was in the lead. Greg Zeller right there at 68. And I have to imagine you've played with Greg quite a bit, too.
Yep. Greg's one of our better senior players in the state, and obviously we play against each other a lot in the Jackson tournaments when he's playing or when I'm playing. So,
for years we've
been able to compete with each other.
So who were you paired up with for round two?
I was paired with I can't think of the fellow's name. His name is John. He's from Charlotte. He plays out of the Medalists. I played with him. He shot 71, I think. And Tim Pritchard from Jackson was our other player, and he, I believe, shot 70.
Yep.
So, that was a good pairing for me.
Okay.
sometimes it's an advantage to play just ahead of the group that's leading, because those guys are tend to be playing against each other more than they are against the field, and they can lose track of what they're trying to really accomplish.
Okay.
Which is shoot a low score against the field. And I was focused on just trying to shoot a low score yesterday, and I was able to do that.
Yeah, you came out of round two with a 68, and Zeller...
69. Oh, 68.
Yeah, 69 in round one, 68 in round two. And like you said, you're focusing on your game, but, I mean, if Zeller's, like, anywhere near you, are you kind of keeping track of what he's doing so you know what you have to do?
No, I'm not watching those guys. I don't know what they're shooting. I really don't. It's, you know, in some tournaments they allow, in some of the, most of the senior stuff that I play in, they have what they call online scoring, where you can look at an app, and you can keep track of what everyone else is doing hole by hole. But the Jackson tournaments aren't set up to do that, or they're not.
Right.
That's an option that's not available. So you're not really sure. Unless you go ask or find out from somebody how anyone else is doing. So my whole focus is just to make a birdie on every hole if I can, and just shoot as low a score as I can.
Did you know at the end of the day that you had won, or did you have to wait for others to finish off?
I had to wait till they came in, and I didn't have any idea how anyone was playing.
Okay. Well, congratulations on a great win. How does it feel? I mean, at the end of the day, I obviously the easy answer feels pretty good, but I mean, were you surprised? Were you shocked? Did you feel good at the end of it before you found out and after you found out how to feel?
You know, I've been fortunate enough to win a fair amount of jacks and stuff, and it's always exciting to win. And I enjoy the challenge of playing competitive golf and way more than just playing recreational golf. I probably wouldn't play as much if I didn't play competitively. But it's always fun to win, you know, and there's no question about that. Some wins are better than others, and this was definitely a nice one, you know, especially at my age where you're playing against kids that are, you know, in college and a lot younger players, so.
Does it feel better to win at home as opposed to taking one from Georgia?
No.
Okay.
No, winning those events are way more exciting because you're playing against a national field and you're playing against way better players, quite honestly. I mean, that's not a slam against the players in Jackson, but everybody who plays in some of these other events are the top of their, you know, their games in their states, whatever state they happen to be playing from. And, you know, they're ranked, a lot of them are ranked in the top 50 in the world. So you're playing against really good players and they have a lot of experience and it's exciting to beat them. You know, it's harder to do, but it's certainly more exciting.
So how old were you when you first started picking up clubs and started playing?
Pretty young. My mom and dad got us, my brother and I, going when we were really little, 6, 7 years old. We would get dropped off at the golf course and we'd, you know, spend the day goofing around there playing golf, and then they'd pick us up in the afternoon and we'd head off to play baseball in the evening. But we've been doing it for a long time, and it's a lot of years for sure. Especially when I'm 62 now, so it's been a long haul, 55 years.
So what's, I guess, what's your favorite part of the game? You know, because, like, with me, with different sports, like with basketball, I like to take that jump shot just offside, you know, just right past the free throw line. For you, what's your favorite part of the game? What do you like doing the most when it comes to golfing?
You know, I when you hit a golf shot that's the way you envisioned it, and you hit it and it turns out just like you thought it would, that's exciting for me. I mean, that's what you practice, to be able to hit a golf shot when it counts under pressure. And I've been able to do that better the last few years as I've gotten more comfortable playing in a bigger stage, and that is why I keep playing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. favorite place to golf here in Michigan?
In Michigan?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a good question. Probably up north at Boyne. I really enjoy going up north and playing the Boyne courses up in Harbor Springs.
And in Jackson?
You know, I've always enjoyed playing the Cascades. It's one of my favorite golf courses. I grew up on the fourth hole there.
Okay.
And I worked there when I was in high school. And I always like playing there, even, you know, when it's, you know, busy or there's a lot of goofy things going on out there with leagues, it's still always a fun place for me to go, and that's probably one of my more favorite places in the town to go. And I you know, I frequently go out there after lunch to putt around for a little bit just because I enjoy the atmosphere there.
Of all the courses that you've golfed here in Jackson County, which hole is the hardest?
Which is the hardest? That's a pretty hard question. I guess for me, 17 at the Cascades is a hard hole, simply because I don't hit it far enough anymore to hit it over the water. So I've got to hit a rescue off the tee, and then usually another rescue or a long iron into that green, and then you've got to put it in a position so that you can two putt because it's such a difficult green to putt. So I think that's a hard hole. And it's one of the harder ones in town. I think it is. Certainly there's some difficult holes, some of the other courses, but nothing I don't think is severe as that green is at the Cascades. So I guess that would be my choice.
Is there anything else that maybe I didn't get to today when it comes to like your game or what's on tap for you this summer that's important for our listeners to know?
I guess not. I think you covered everything that I know of.
Well, I try to.
I'm not usually very comfortable talking about stuff like this, so.
Well, you did a fabulous job, and I do appreciate the time that you gave to us and sharing some of the things that we had talked about today. So congratulations on a great win this past weekend, and we're wishing you continued success here coming up this weekend.
Well, thanks, Mark. I appreciate you and Doug reaching out to me. That was really kind.
Well, we appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
All right. Have a good day.
Steve Maddalena joining us here on Talkback Jackson Sports on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.